Our next storyteller.
Hello and welcome to The Narrators. This podcast collects stories from our live events where people share true stories based on a theme.
Today's story comes from Nathan Hall. This story was recorded live on June 24th, 2018 at Denver Zine Fest. The theme of the show was rejected.
Hi, everybody. So, I don't usually write this kind of music. I write, you know, a lot of chamber music. I'll write sound installations, choral pieces, string quartets. But in 2005 and 6, I was applying for grad school, and I applied to maybe 7 or 9 colleges. And I got rejected from all of them. So I thought, you know, I'm a smart guy. Like, I've gone to a good undergrad. I've, like, done my due diligence of working a couple years. You know I want to do this. It's not just, like, spur of the moment. Oh, I'll just, like, throw an application together. So I was, like, a little crestfallen for a while. But then I had this, like, weird spark of inspiration to say, you know, maybe the best kind of therapy would be to set this rejection letter to music. So, word for word, here is a rejection letter I got for a master's program, and I would just like to say, now it seems a little strange, like, I've ended up getting a doctorate in music composition, so for a while, like, I've never really performed this piece until 2 months ago. And I was really insecure about it because I thought, well, who am I to say, like, oh, I'm singing about rejection when, like, I've actually ended up getting a doctorate in my life. But then I kind of realized, like, everyone has gotten this letter in some way in their lives. And it also just makes me feel better then. Like, the more I apply to the stuff and I keep getting rejected from residencies and grants and whatever, and maybe I just sing this song as, like, the therapy to it. So, you know, it's not going to be a Billboard top hit or anything, but I hope you like it. So, oh, also, so originally I wrote it for my voice and a pipe organ, but I only need, like, 8 notes an octave, and there's, like, some musical jokes in here, too, and you can ask me about them later. But I thought, rather than lug the keyboard here, I'll just try this on the iPad for the first time. So I'm also putting myself out there and hoping that technology works. So, okay, here we go. March 2nd, 2006. Ooh. Dear Mr. Hall, your application for admission has been reviewed by the Graduate Admissions and Scholarship Committee. In the analysis, the committee gave careful consideration to your audition interview evaluation and all other available information. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
It is with sincere regret that I must inform you that you have not been accepted to the MM program in composition. Please realize that the competition for admission to this program is extremely keen, and we receive many more applications than we can accept. I am truly sorry that we are unable to accept you based on the number of applications we receive and the high level of accomplishment that is exhibited among our applicants. If I can be of any further assistance at any time, please contact me. I wish you the very best in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
So you can see why I insisted that he come and do that.
The Narrators was created by Andrew Orvidal and is produced by me, Ron Doyle, Sydney Crane, and Aaron Rollman, with support from Scott Carney, Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, and Robert Rutherford. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Bumport Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, From the Hip Photo, and Great Divide Brewing Company. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and we'd also like to thank Nathan Hall again, because he's so amazing that he composed the outro music for his own story. As always, a huge shout out to fans just like you who attend our live monthly shows, which take place every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. For more information about our storytellers or the narrators, visit thenarrators.org and find, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.